Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the fanciest bedroom in all the land, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me, as always, is my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We got Chewy in the studio for one more week. Back in Studio B, it's the whole tech crew with Dogwater Dick, Nate, what's his name? But here, we've got Mason Fry and Sambo!
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
This is the best show ever.
I just flexed.
Yeah. I just farted.
How is everybody doing? Hope you had a great week. We sure did.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you about my really big, exciting news?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I bought a guitar.
Electric?
I bought an acoustic electric Seagull Performer. And it sounds very pretty, and it's really awesome, and I can't stop touching it.
It's awesome.
Hi, I have a really small penis. I can't stop touching that either.
Congratulations.
Oh, really nice guitar is a sign of a small penis, right?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Go no, on. I spent a lot of money on it, but I justified it to myself.
It's
in
called
this.
A Seagull?
Yes, a Seagull. Tom Plunkett and Jens Cafiti recommended it as a good brand, I highly respect their word.
Tom, at Pyramid Lake, a seagull tried to steal a sandwich right out of my hand when I was a kid, so I fucking hate seagulls.
Well, I will hit you with my guitar sometime
to keep that going. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it's a nice guitar. I was just making a comment about the actual bird.
Yes.
I hate that.
We got that.
I'm not sure. Is it spelled like seagull?
Yes, it even has a picture of a bird.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
How else would you spell it? Like the letter C dash.
Well, there
could be like somebody's
like
last name,
Steven Seagal. Right.
George Seagal,
the Seagal Group, who are buying up every piece of property in Reno currently.
Yeah,
and Dave Seagal, of course.
Yeah. We don't mention him by real name.
I mean, the guy who spells his name
Jim
S-I-E,
Seagal. I mean,
G A L, and lives at da 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 Sparks,
the Bullet Bar.
Anyway,
So I bought myself a great new guitar. I'm really excited about it, and I gotta say, I got a pretty spectacular deal at it, and had great customer service from Barry, a drummer without a band, working down at the Guitar Center.
Rad.
I wasn't going to spend... I told myself before I went in, don't make this like when you went into the Saturn dealership and walked out with there with a brand new car and a lot of debt. But I went in there and I did end up buying a guitar right off the lot, brand squeaky new.
Did you pay cash or did you...
No, I paid cash, because I had just paid off all of my outstanding bills.
Oh.
I had just dumped a bunch of money, a third of the money I need to go to the Dominican Republic next year for my cousin's wedding, into the bank account as savings. And I had a grip of money left over, so I bought a guitar.
Cool.
So your cousin married
Dominican Republican.
No, they're just going to go party there.
What a pain in the ass to get married so far away.
Yeah, my family keeps doing this, and like, I never go to them. But
the Dominican Republic is like no joke. Yeah,
this sounds like
fun. It'll be good.
It's no joke. they don't fuck around.
It's real, motherfucker.
They just found the biggest gold deposit in the world down there not too long ago.
Yeah.
So they're kind of flush with money right now. It's
I
a
bet.
Good time to go.
Yeah,
or at least some people
Fiesta.
Are.
I'm really excited. I got a brand new great guitar. It sounds awesome. I can't wait to play it for years to come. Because I spent all that, and not only that, but I play music all the time now. This isn't just a whim. It's not going to sit in my closet for 10 years like the other one did.
Lighter Thief.
I have two bands. Lighter Thief and Princess Bombs.
Nice.
Right. I might have a third band, but that's in the works right now.
It's not going to sit in the closet next to your latent homosexuality.
Nope.
So how much did you spend on it? Can you tell us, or is it a secret?
that much.
A lot? Like an embarrassing amount?
Not a terribly embarrassing amount. I mean, I got to play and put my hands on some like $2,000 Martins and stuff. And
yeah.
That's a good name for a guitar.
To give myself a frame of reference.
Josh
and,
Chewy Martin over there.
Since Seagulls are a little lesser known of a brand, mm-hmm. They're about, you know, they're kind of like half the price with all the same good quality kind of mm-hmm. thing.
Okay.
And I did not pay $1,000 for my guitar. A little shy of that.
Okay, so your guitar was as expensive as Zombo's mic.
That ballpark?
Oh, yeah. Face.
That is a nice mic.
I mean, I'm a real performing musician. I'm a real boy, so I should invest in my future.
Fuck, mm-hmm. Bro, you're really taking this seriously. Yes, I'm going to have to stop making fun of you as a musician. It's really sad.
Well, and then I took it home and I played my original, like the one I've been playing this whole time, the acoustic, and it sounds muddy and it sounds like crap. I only want to play this at home.
Oh, yeah.
Friends of MS.
Yeah,
pick
it's
that
my.
Up on
I'm
going to
learn songs on it and fuck it up and let the kid play it.
Donate it.
No, I'm going to let the kid learn how to play it.
That can be the one that Riku screws up.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
I'll string it upside down for a lefty, you know.
Don't quit your day job.
Hey, now. You watch it, Missy. Hey, what about you guys? Sorry to just take the hype, but I had a great time. Barry, if you go to Guitar Center, ask for Barry.
All right.
He's awesome.
I'm going to go in and talk to Barry. Just to talk to him. I'm not going to buy nothing.
Right. Well, he took the time. He set up Riku in the drum room with some sticks and
told
the sales reps, oh, we'll just be over here looking at guitars and just.
How long did that occupy her?
I had to go get her 40 minutes later.
Seriously, Riku never. She's so like spastic, pay attention to me back and forth. She actually just stayed in there and beat on the drums.
There were two other kids in the room, too.
Oh, that's awesome. You totally got to just shop with Riku there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, no, and I got to spend my time. I like probably put my hands on like 10, 15 guitars kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Damn.
Tried them all out. And really, dude took the time to hang out with me and tell me what the pros and cons of each was.
Probably,
you know,
got a commission off of that big
guitar.
Oh,
I'm sure he did. Yeah. You know what? I fucking rewarded him for
good sales.
Putting up with my bullshit, and I let him have the sale.
That's the give and take of sales relationships.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So I hear a lot of shit about that store and there's the customer service. I had a very pleasant experience.
Yeah, I like going to a Guitar Center. Yeah. I know it's like corporate, but where else are you going to go? Maytown's closed. Bazaar's cool, but I don't live in Sparks. And
today. I bought a mic today.
Sometimes I get a real, like, I'm not like, hey, welcome to the locker room, freshman.
Come back here, do the gun section with me.
Screw the guitars, buy a gun.
I needed to get a mic today. I got
one. I think a gun might be more up your alley, pal.
Yeah, so to speak.
You got a mic today?
Yes, but I went to Star Sound.
Which is right. Sound's always awesome, but they don't do guitars.
Featured in Nowhere Nevada.
Every time I go in there, I'm like, this is where the Nowhere Nevada scene happened, right here!
Yep.
I'm all excited, but yeah, it did.
Well, all right, so anyway, how was your weekends?
Awesome, man.
I had a good weekend, yeah.
What did you do, Chewy?
My wife's brother was in town, so we went out and ate and drank around town quite a bit and, you know, had a good time.
What restaurants?
We went to the Brewer's Cabinet, and we went to the Two Chicks, and...
Oh,
a lot of places with
awesome.
A lot of really good meals.
Is your wife's brother a jerk or
no? He's great.
Or?
He's a funny.
What's his favorite band?
I think Pink Floyd probably.
Okay, yeah. Immediately you can picture him, right? Everybody, am I right?
No, he doesn't look like that. No. Really, that my wife
listen to
right.
Chewy.
Just,
no, he doesn't look like that.
Look like a Pink Floyd.
He's my wife. If you've seen my wife, he actually looks a lot like her, but just with a mustache and short hair because it's her twin brother
and likely
they're twins.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Do they do secret experiments where they can hear each other's thoughts?
They probably do. And you know what? Those thoughts are ridiculous. Oh, he's a great dude.
Chewy's got
a
monitoring device. Wow.
My three-year-old was really happy to have her uncle stay at the house for the weekend, and we enjoyed it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
where's
cool.
he from?
He lives in Las Vegas.
Okay. That's too bad.
Nevada and still. That's good.
I'd rather have him be from California, personally.
Yeah. Well, my wife and her family grew up in Las Vegas, so.
To them, it's
he's
okay.
the last one left. The two sisters and her all went
came
to UNR for college and stayed here like most normal people from Vegas do. When they come. People from Reno that go to UNLV come back, and people who from Vegas,
Vegas
to go to UNR stay in Reno. Yeah, because once you realize the quality of life.
Fun
yeah.
love.
Did you make
good
the
point.
Vegas-Reno transition?
He's asking Mason right now.
No, I did not, but it makes sense because it's pretty cool up here.
Yeah.
Not as cool down there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mason. You can stay.
The best part about Vegas is what it looks like flying in. At night.
There's things that I like about Vegas, but not that many of them.
They have great LSD. So there's that.
Zombo, have you ever spent any time in Las Vegas?
Oh, no. As little time as possible.
Excellent. Well, hey, Nick, did you have anything?
I just want to say the Liver Scar Show at Shea's with Infecto Skeletons for their album Razor. They fucking raffled off a drum kit, which was really cool.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah, and the guitar player from Illegal bought some raffle tickets and won the drum kit.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Cool. We kicked ass. That's the Liver Scars. Bad. Of course, there was beer flying and bodies going in a circle. You know.
Yeah.
Todd playing guitar
on
this dude's back. Like,
you guys are going to wreck
my
house.
A piggyback while he's playing his guitar. It was, so rad.
Are they going to be at this house or the new place?
They're within the next few weeks, right?
Yeah,
so they can
up.
Help you with the demo.
Liver Scars are going to be in the studio in a few weeks. So, and that's our next gig, I think. Yeah, we're not playing anywhere until we play the podcast. So
I got to put down tarps and stuff.
You know what, Rick? You're moving out a week later. You might as well just let them fuck the house.
It's so true.
If you prefer us acoustic, we could do that. So
I would prefer. No. Well, you know, I was not spray painted during the show.
So I just
is that
say,
code?
Hats off to everybody there. That was really fun.
Cool
thing on my weekend. Everything else was, you know, normal. The Grammys were last night. I didn't really watch that stuff.
I watched part of it.
Yeah. How was it?
It was all right. There was some decent pop music came out last year. So, and yep. It was cool that when the album of the year was announced and Beck won over these, you know, newer pop stars, it was kind of interesting and funny that he did.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of freaking
out
about
it.
He deserves it. He's been putting out good music for 20 years.
Yeah. He was just surprised because of the bong hits.
A lot of these younger people don't know who he is, so they probably were wondering how the hell could he have beat Beyonce. But,
I guess a trending hashtag now is who the heck is Beck?
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I recorded Man the Tanks this weekend, who are...
we were just about to ask you.
I'm going to answer anyway.
Jumped on it.
But they. It turns out, you guys, remember I said I didn't know how old they were? They are juniors at Reed High School.
16, 17.
Holy moly. Right.
So recording a band from Reed High School has brought me more bands from Reed High School. But they were hella talented. We had a lot of fun, and it was actually really cool.
Their money spends like everybody else's.
It's so true.
Better than the kids from Hug High School.
Turns out one of them, I'm friends with his dad. I actually know his dad. So
far out.
Cool. So it was
anyone we all know or
no. He's from a different circle of friends that you guys are unfamiliar with.
Okay. Oh yeah, you have a couple of circles of friends.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
No, I meant like, you know, the like church
something
groups,
like
reading groups.
There's lots.
Yeah, you're a part of other
random
groups.
Things that I'm involved in.
Right. Sock of the Month Club.
Yeah. He's one of those.
Single
you
sock
see
of the month.
His socks. They're amazing. Yeah, so that was
hella
fun.
Crunchy.
And it's really cool having people in the studio who have never been in a studio before and are just doing it for the first time.
Yeah, especially young people that probably are enthusiastic as hell and enjoying the fuck out of playing music.
When you get to play like teacher and, you want to learn about how to record things, let me tell you.
And again, I got to say that the young kids in high school that are coming over here to record are really talented and really professional.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they didn't get drunk or do drugs or anything like the rest of the bands I record. Like, it was really strange. Like, you guys aren't all messed up yet, you know. So it was really awesome. I had a hell of a lot of fun with those guys, so.
Very cool.
Yeah. And that was my whole weekend. So, and anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that was the
Mason.
Room.
Mason, how much did your guitar cost since Rory's guitar? I want to make fun of it.
However much my dad spent on it.
Oh.
Booyah.
How old are you, Mason?
I spent my money on it at least.
I'm 20.
Okay,
so clearly out of high school.
We met up with Mason
See, like,
over
if
the
you were
summer.
A little older and it. We'd ask you, like, when did your dad get you the guitar, and was it, like, a gift?
Yeah, I just kind of took it and started playing it.
Oh, it was like, his guitar.
Does he know you've got it now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He just
always
had another one. Yeah.
He's a good dad.
Right on. Well, we met up with you, I want to say, this summer at the Morris Burner, the Folk Festival.
Folk Festival, yep.
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, and I got to say, I remember you played on Saturday and Sunday. correct?
Yeah, I did. I got
originally, he had a set for Saturday.
Yeah, but then they wanted me to play again because like some other people can make it. So.
Right, and you should. And I remember, especially on Sunday, the minute you started playing on your guitar, all the graybeards came out of the woodwork, out of the hotel from two blocks away.
And all the ladies
gathered around in front of you and were just watching your fingers.
And I mean ladies, like...
And the ladies was dancing. Yeah.
I got to say,
and girls, too.
But you had everybody of every age group sitting up like the dog on the like Victrola record, you know, little ceramic dog thing.
Old guitar guys have like boyfriend crushes on you. It's weird.
It's a good feeling.
Like, why do they, you know, why do they like this kid so much? Yeah, so.
Well, and thanks again for coming on the show. I think we're going to play a song in just a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to say something real quick, though. Oh. Nice touch with the tuxedo,
bro. Oh, yeah.
Who wore a tux?
First person to wear a tuxedo on the
that,
air.
I feel special.
He put
audience,
that on just for
you.
Us.
You going to a job interview after this or what?
At a piano bar.
Yeah, I'm applying.
A gay piano bar.
I'm applying here.
Right. Smart move.
Yeah. You're dressed for success, pal.
I think you'll get that interview.
You can stay.
The casting couch is just down the hall.
There's a little, right. I've got a nice warm place for you to sleep.
But yeah, thanks for dressing up. You look great. I hope Rick got some good pictures for me to make you look horrible in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rory will Photoshop it to death.
Oh, perfect.
And then I'd also like to welcome back to the show once again,
legendary.
The great Zumbo!
Yeah. Hello, everybody! It's your old pal Zumbo!
Yay!
Welcome back.
Zumbo, we've missed
back
you.
Back from the dead.
Well, thank you.
Well, he's not really back from the... Well, I guess he is back.
Well,
from
well back from the dead again.
Yeah.
This is return engagement.
Return of Zumbo.
Here we go.
How have you been, Zumbo?
Okay.
How's the show?
Oh, well, you know, we got shoved back a few hours.
I'm so pissed about that.
I want to kind of get into that, but should we do the song first?
Yeah, let's hear from Mason.
Let's
have a
Mason.
Song, and then I really do want to talk to that about or listeners who might not know about what's going on.
Okay.
All right, so Mason, set this up for us.
I'm setting up right now.
What are you going to play for us? Is this going to be an original, a cover?
I think I'm going to do a cover.
A song from the 1920s?
Bill McKean, he was in here before.
He was
the one that told me to learn this song.
Bill's a great dude.
Bill's the one that told me you were amazing.
Yeah, and he... yeah, and definitely he thinks I'm more amazing now that I do this song. So this one's called She by Gram Parsons. She came from the land of the cotton, a land that was nearly forgotten by everyone. She slaved and she worked so hard. A big old field was her backyard in the Delta sun. Oh, but she sure could sing. Oh, she sure could sing. He looked down and he took a little pity. The whole town, they swore they knew he would help her some. He didn't mind that she wasn't very pretty, for deep down in his heart they knew she was the only one. Oh, but she sure could sing. She sure could say she had faith, she had believing. Let all the people together sing and prayed every night to the Lord up above, saying hallelujah, hallelujah. To walk singing songs by the river, had to go away. She never knew what life had to give her. Never knew she had to think about it for a single day. Oh, but she sure could say. Oh, no, she sure could say. Oh, she sure could say. Oh, she sure could say.
Yeah, she could.
Damn.
Nice.
That's pretty.
Brad, now I know why older men cry when you play.
How long have you been playing? I mean, your whole life kind of thing? Has your dad always just had guitars around for you to steal?
Yeah, and the whole, I mean, like, I've kind of played music all my life. Violin was my first instrument, which I picked up at 6. But I kind
Reno of... kid, or...?
I...
Or recent addition?
Well, I did... I went to high school. I graduated from high school in Yarrington, Nevada.
Oh, you're from Yarrington?
Yeah.
Dude, I love Yarrington.
Yarrington gets a bell.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's way better than Vegas.
The Mason Valley.
Yeah, but anyway, I lived the first 7 years of my life in Sparks, though, here. So
Sparks,
I was kind of
cool.
Welcome home, son.
Which elementary schools did you go to?
Yeah. No, seriously, I went to Florence Gray.
That would have all been pretty much before elementary.
Me and Chewy both went to
Florence
Gray.
Yeah, I went to Diedrichson and Florence Gray.
I went to Bernice Matthews.
All right.
So. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Paradise Park. Yeah.
Dude, they have the best spaghetti.
I don't remember. Oh, well. So.
Do you still go there, Rick?
Yeah. On his.
I'm looking for talent.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of that, there was somebody was arrested this week for trying to lure a child and then trying to cover up said thing by threatening said child, parents, and staff at a school here in town.
Whoa.
And I know the guy.
Yeah. Oh.
It was really weird to see his face on a police report. I'm not going to say names out on the show, you know, innocent in the court, but somebody I actually no, and I think most of you have had met at bars and stuff.
Well, that's gross.
Well, and he was a double PhD a couple of years ago, and then he had a lot of stress in his life. And
in my head, I'm narrowing down people.
Went off. You really wouldn't know him well. You would have met him once or twice, but then he just started going off the rails and being a little weird. He dropped out of school. Became reclusive, would occasionally show up somewhere with a girlfriend and look healthy and nice and clean clothes. Then you'd see him 2 weeks later, hasn't shaved, he's been on a runner. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's binge drinking or whatever, how much of that. No psych meds were involved some fashion, but it was, and then I thought he was actually on a nice, making a good go of it more recently.
That's the
and
best time to fuck everything up.
Right, and then I see there's his face plastered all over a police report of getting picked up for trying to lure a child at an elementary school.
What does that mean? Was he carrying a pizza? Or
Who knows?
Sure, it doesn't mean anything.
He could have been being curmudgeon-y and just, fuck everybody. Hey, kid, want some candy? Oh, no, don't tell anybody I said that or I'll kick your ass.
Wow.
I mean, I could see him making all the wrong decisions right in a row leading to...
But it could be one of those situations like you were just taking a pee and they charge you with indecent exposure.
Yeah. True. But there was something about muttered threats to parents and staff who came over to investigate.
Well, I want to threaten them all the time. I don't think that's that bad, really.
Wow. Well, let's keep it vague.
Let
the court judge that one.
Yeah, exactly. I just brought it up because, like, whoa, somebody, like.
If it grows hair later, we'll talk about it on the show.
Nick is always the voice of reason, you know?
If it grows hair and it, you know, makes a presence that anyone
Nick
could look
bless
up,
us,
we can
everyone.
Talk about it and make a subject out of it. But let's not do it until we know more information.
What a trip.
Anyway. Yeah, but at any rate.
Let's get to Zombo.
Yeah. Well. More lighter note. What do you want to say, Rick?
Well, so Zombo, your show was on. It was on. What it started. It was on at 11:30, and then they moved it to 12:30, and then they moved it to 2 a.m.
That's right.
What the hell?
I'm all over the place.
Jesus. Well, when it was 11:30, sometimes I missed the beginning. I had to. I have things I take care of at night, and I would get home just in time.
Sexually,
exactly. You know, things that I'm
sexually
taking care of at night. But dude. And then I would barely get home. I would sometimes miss the beginning. And then when it went to 12:30, I was like, oh, I always get it now, but I would fall asleep before the end. I would fall asleep with Zombo whispering in my ear every night. And then it goes to 2 a.m. I turn it on one night, and it's some like, and it's just the Latin Nation thing or whatever it is. And then it was the Ag Report. Why does the Ag Report get more get pushed ahead of Zombo?
The farm show.
Jesus, that pisses me off.
I know a lot more fans of Zombo than I do of the Ag Report.
Like, a lot of people like sheep in this town. Right.
A lot of people are
sexually.
But yeah, for anybody who's not aware of what's happening, can you outline it? I brought it up on the show before, out of the dead man's lips, as it were.
Well, you know, we were on at 11:30 after the news, which is a great time. We had really good ratings. And then the FCC, in all their infinite wisdom, said that everything on television has to be closed captioned for the deaf, which means they put those little words down there that you can read and, you know, learn English.
Yeah. You're dealing with movies that might not be set up for that, huh?
Deaf people would love your show.
Yeah. And so
that's true.
So what happened was that if you weren't closed captioned, there is a window where you can run your show, and that is between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning.
It's so closed. Do you mean to tell me that stupid farm report is closed captioned?
Probably. Moo.
So effectively, they've pushed you back with the infomercials and test pattern.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a crime against Reno.
Our ratings are better than that, though, test pattern.
Are you still getting good ratings at that spot for that time period?
Well, a lot of stations don't pay for the ratings, and they don't keep the ratings because it's in the middle of the night, you know. But Reno is a 24-hour town.
Yeah,
and so, you know, we probably picked up some new viewers, but lost a lot of the old ones.
And this is the day of DVRs.
That's correct.
You know, I know for a fact that there are people who just DVR it so they can watch it a more sensible hour.
Yeah.
How hard would it be for you to do closed captioning for your show?
Well, that's the exciting thing that's happening now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to do a crowdfunding effort. And we've gotten a lot of help with people, and they said, don't just go on Kickstarter, go on some of the other ones too. So we've got three groups that do crowdfunding, and we just came up with a prize to give to people that donate at the lower levels. We're going to probably ask for, you know, $12, you know, minimum donation. And anybody that does that will get it's a beautiful four-color vinyl bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Says, I helped Zombo crowdfund.
Right, like Nick's pulling out his wallet right now.
For real.
What's that condom?
Zombo doesn't want your chewing gum,
Is that
gum,
for the
Nick.
Farm report?
I got $5.
But
shit, I can't even afford
and we're all in.
I'll save
up.
Keep me up to date with the info, and definitely help disseminate where you can find.
When will that be available? When can we start giving to that?
I don't know. What we've got to do is we have to put a video together and put it on our Facebook page and also the website. And what we did was, and the reason it took a little longer than we wanted it to, was we set up a 501c3. So we are a legitimate tax-deductible charitable organization.
Awesome.
So that way, you know, if you donate and if we get a few, you know, wealthy donors or people that really like the show, it's all tax-deductible.
So you have to get somebody to actually go through and close caption all these old movies?
Yes.
Okay.
And that
does sound like a project.
And that's what kills us, because the closed captioning costs more than to do the show.
Yeah. It's probably more than the rights.
Right. The rights of these films are, negligible.
They almost give them away. They're so bad. Oh, somebody's going to watch my movie. Take it, please. So we're going to do that. And when we get them closed captioned, then we possibly may have a streaming deal. Or a pay-per-view deal on the internet,
But we're also going to offer the shows again nationwide to broadcast television stations at a very cheap rate.
Nice.
We used to be on all over the country, and you know, it's something that television stations now don't want to pay for, you know, programming because they can get it for free, or they go through a system called bartering. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to do is, for a very minimal price, it basically just covers the cost of putting it up on an FTP site so they can download it and broadcast it. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, excellent.
So, you know, we could be all over the place again.
Global streaming.
That's right.
So really, not being having the closed captioning is really what's holding the Zombo horror show back, like from just exploding on the scene as a nationwide movement?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We got to get it done.
Reno, make this happen. Oh, as soon as we get details, we'll post them on our website and on the Facebook page, as I'm sure you will.
Yep.
I'm sure I'll just share it off of your own Facebook page.
If you just check that out, you know, we're going to make the little promo and talk all about it and what we have to do. And, you know, people, they said they'd put the show back on at 11:30 once we were closed caption. So
for the time being, you're on it too? Channel 8?
Channel 8, KOLO TV.
So is it like $10,000 per two-hour episode? Are there closed captioning gnomes that do this in a cave somewhere, or do you do it at the station? Or?
Well, actually, it's very interesting. Some court reporting services do it. They run the show, and they sit there with the machine. We have a guy that's interested in doing it. He gave us a terrific deal on it. And what he does is he's a master captioner. So whatever he captions, nobody questions because he's that good. And he developed a lot of the techniques and software in starting to do this. So but you have to be correct. I think it's something like 90% of the time in what you say. And, you know, a lot of times people just whiz through it and it's typing and a lot of spelling errors.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, or, you know, you see phonemes.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they just kind of mess it up. And, you know, what happens is that the FCC, if they find out about that or somebody complains, you can get fined or thrown off the air.
Anybody who ever complains about that shit,
nasty stuff. Yeah.
Have to answer to me.
Yeah, we could complain to Netflix. Anybody who complains about that shit's got a lot of time on their hands. I mean, I guess if you're deaf,
maybe, and also, that could screw up your enjoyment of a thing.
Whenever deaf people complain about that kind of thing, I wonder who the hell told them.
But Helen Keller went to death.
No, I won't do it.
I wonder who's almost here. Don't embarrass me. And I love the Spanish subtitles are one of my favorite things to watch to see like how they phrase stuff in Spanish, and it's always really interesting. Do you know that they don't ever say GD it ever? It's just not even in the language.
Well, I remember one time when I went to Germany in my previous life, we were watching television there, and there was an old Gabby Hayes Western on. And, you know, they're sitting around the campfire, and the line was in English, do you have any Mexican jumping beans? And it's like in German, they had the thing called Abend Sie und Mexican spring bones. I just sit there, and I was just laughing.
Excellent. Spring bones.
The nice thing is when they write those things down there with the closed captioning, you know, you have a lot of double entendres, and maybe you can have a little more fun with stuff.
I like watching a lot of anime, Japanese cartoons, that kind of thing. And the voice acting will be translated by one group of people, and then the closed captioning is done by somebody else entirely. But it's usually off of the original Japanese. It's not the captioning off of the English dialogue.
Right.
It's off of the script they get sent over. So you'll have – I get to watch two completely different translations of a scene.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sometimes it's dead on. Sometimes they're using idioms, and it – gets a little weird.
Sometimes one is in the King James vernacular.
Right.
The other one's like just regular New Revised Standard Version. Right.
Something like that.
Xanderhoven or whatever that is.
Yeah.
That version.
Old Xanderhoven.
Well, we definitely want to support you in this venture. Yeah. Because this is important. What's the website again?
Zombo.com. That's www.zombo.com. And if you go there, we have merchandise for sale. We also have a link on the top of that page to the Facebook page and then to our YouTube channel where we have a promo and I guess about 20 skits now.
Awesome.
Did you notice any difference in the traffic going to the website or the people that were buying like Zombo coffee cups and stuff when you switched to the new time zone? Did you hit a new audience at all?
No, we either got a cheaper audience or they kind of just fell off the side of the earth. Yeah, we always do well around Christmas time, but I have noticed that a lot of things have stagnated and slowed down.
Or like I want to know, maybe you sold more XXX large T-shirts because there's more fat people awake at that hour. I don't know.
No, it was actually the other way around.
Oh, it's the skinny people.
Because
a lot of people up doing drugs all night.
Is that what we're getting to?
I wouldn't say why.
That was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Pass the pipe.
What's wrong with meth?
Hey, honey.
Don't mess it up.
Not even once, Riku.
It's worse than Dr. Pepper. Or Mountain Dew.
It's worse than a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, let's have another song to cleanse.
Yeah, Mason, play more. Because Zombo's sad.
Good segue,
we have to
guys.
Play some music.
Thanks, Chewy. I don't know what we'd be here, what we'd do without you here to point that out
to
us.
We'll find out next week.
Zombo, is anyone at the station pulling for you?
Yeah, we've had a lot of help from some of the people in news hooked me up with some of the closed captioning. Not the closed captioning, the crowdfunding organizations.
Cheers. Okay.
And, a lot of people like the show
you
just
have fans
because
at
it's
the
different.
Station.
Yeah, I've been there for so long, and they have to, because else I can get them in trouble.
Lock them in the coffin.
Zombo knows where the bodies are buried.
That's right.
That's his stapler.
All right, everybody. Mason Frey.
All right, this is one of my own called New Kind of Soul.
Past, warm on me. all that I can. I'm leaving my precast behind, it's my guitar in my hand. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But you were wrong. You said that we'd never grow apart, but now you've gone. His arms of the past were not me. No. All that I can, I'm leaving my big ass behind, just my guitar in my hand. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You kind of soul, I have new kind of soul.
Damn.
Nice.
20 dude. Years old, man.
Yeah.
If I was your dad, I'd let you steal the guitar, too.
Yeah, just keep that, man.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Mason, when you go home and listen to music, what are your favorite bands? Do you listen to, like, fucking old, like, Muddy Waters bullshit, or do you, like, are you a Beatles
stuff.
Fan, or what do you listen to?
I like Bieber? The Beatles and Muddy Waters. You know, like, I like a lot of music. You know, the Beatles are definitely more poppy.
Do you like that new Beyonce album?
I did not listen to it actually, but you know, a lot of newer pop I haven't really gotten into much.
Sure.
I listen to a lot of classic stuff, you know, like early to mid 70s rock and roll is one of my favorite stuff, you know.
Yeah. Right on.
And like, I like a lot of local artists too, like Moondog Matinee, they're one of my favorite local artists.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, there's a lot of good bands in this scene here though, so definitely.
Yeah. Who have you been playing with lately? Like, throw some name drop.
Well, so, you know, like I mentioned Bill McKean earlier, Strange in the Range. They play at the Brasserie St. James every Wednesday night at 7, and they are more than happy to let me come join and play a few songs, too. And so I do that every once in a while for anybody interested. And I also got my own band I'm working on, and we're currently in the process of recording a CD, and we have a show coming up Friday, too.
Right.
Sweet.
So that'd be tomorrow for our listeners.
Yeah. This comes out.
Where are you recording at?
Stonehaven Studio, actually down the street here in Sparks.
That's Scott Curtis.
That's Scotty, yeah.
Scott Curtis.
Good dude over there.
Soon to be the best
Liver
recording studio
recorded
in Sparks.
There too.
Right, soon to be the best in Sparks.
That's not Scott's a real studio though. He's not like a home shit jobber like I am.
Hey, you're about to be a real studio.
Yeah, for real. But no, I'll still be a shitty home studio. But Scott, I clean Scott's toilets, so that's kind
of sad. With your day job?
Yes.
Isn't it ironic?
So, don't you think?
What's the name of your band?
We're called Busking by Moonlight.
I've seen that on a flyer, too. Yeah.
That's such a great name.
Thank you.
I would love to see people busking by moonlight. Right? Just walking out.
It's legal now.
Right, well, you see in the daytime far more often.
There's probably a time period on that, so you got to maybe check with
them. When I first came up with the name, authorities. My family was like, Mason, what does busking mean? Like, it sounds dirty.
you never busked before?
You need a broom and a great big ass, Mom.
I was just busking. You want to smell my fingers?
No, busking, of course, is being on the streets and getting change for playing.
So you're in the studio. Are you a little hiatus from shows right now, or do you have anything coming up here?
Yeah, we have a show at the studio.
Besides
the Friday. We have something in April, but it's not really set.
Then yet. Whatever. So the show Friday, studio on 4th. Who else are you playing with?
Liam Kyle Cahill.
Oh, he's
Liam!
Good.
That guy. Yeah. Mr. Canceling on this show K-Hale. Five times in a year.
Oh, yeah. He's not good at showing
Liam.
Up to our,
we love
our
Liam.
Show.
Yeah. We love Liam, but he cancels on me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mason.
And I'm just calling him out.
Didn't Mason ditch us one time?
I believe that happen.
I remember
fall.
Show being all excited that Mason was going to be on, and they're all, well, the talent canceled. We got to scramble at the last minute.
So I got to be on. Right.
Was that the last time?
I think so.
Really? No. It was recenter than that.
Yeah, it would have to be. Like last, we didn't even meet
Zombo
him.
Zombo hasn't been on for
We had Zombo on
before we knew August or something, yeah.
What's really interesting about the date of this show, though, it falls on the first Friday the 13th of this year, which is oddly before Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that.
So you can murder somebody and then get flowers for a girl.
I'll be handing out Girl Scout cookies on Friday the 13th. Remember that? It was My Bloody Valentine or something, that movie? That was scary.
Yeah. And so,
if you're into like two scares, you can watch Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th, and then My Bloody Valentine the next
night.
Or play it on the Zombo show.
No, we got to pay for those movies.
$5.
Like that Groundhog Day. You got to watch that all day long.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Deja vu?
Or anybody listen to last week's podcast, because the ending was fucking awesome.
Oh, did you see what I did with that? Yeah. Oh, that was Rory's cool. idea, but I ran with
Good
it a little
job,
bit.
Rory. You'll have to go listen to it to know what we're talking about.
Of course
about.
I do. Yeah.
And you got to play it all the way to the end.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't just skip ahead to the end?
Well, you can.
You could.
All right, guys. Covered on a previous podcast. Right, should we?
I
should
think
we?
So.
Yeah.
And I think new guest only.
Oh, no. We've got to quiz Zombo again.
3 years.
Yeah, but it's hard because
Zombo gets to say no to questions. Oh, Mason does
am
not.
Am I getting hazed right now?
Yes.
Maybe Zombo wants to ask some questions, because I'll let him in on the panel to ask some questions.
Yeah. That's kind of, I was thinking that more. Yeah, he can ask questions, but
okay.
He's taken the
Have
quiz.
Have you taken the quiz, Zombo?
I think we did the last
but
time.
We did, okay. But we were totally kid gloves, because we're so awestruck that Zombo's in the studio. We're too nice.
And Zombo's also a church going man, right? So
he looks so funny in the pew with that outfit and the rubber hands.
So am I.
Right.
Technically, I take my daughter.
She takes
you.
Yeah,
Reverend Rory. Whatever you say. No, but
all right.
You know, we wouldn't be respectful.
Well, let's Zombo answer any questions he wants to.
Not say too much dirty stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of respect.
All right. Can I have music or something?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Can't get anybody to do the help right around here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a series of embarrassing, awkward, and maybe offensive questions, and then judge them, both silently and in public.
Me too.
Let's play. Mason.
No, wait. I need to...
Yes, sir.
I need to keep a tabulation of the score.
He actually does keep score. It's not.
I do.
Like,
it's awesome. M versus
Z.
This music goes with my suit.
Zombo is taking the quiz.
Yeah,
let's do it.
We'll just see what happens.
If you have any questions you'd like to ask Mason, feel free.
Okay. Mason, have you ever visited the Champagne Room?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
You should be 21.
But that doesn't matter.
That's true.
That was a good answer.
Zombo, have you ever visited a champagne room? And if you also do not know what that means, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Oh, excellent. Excellent start. Oh, no. Hey, buzzer. Go away, buzzer. That was good for both of you. What was your first album you ever bought, Mason?
With your own money.
Oh, man. Okay, my own money. Wow. Actually, that's very hard to think about. Ooh. I believe that it was... I think it was a Linkin Park album.
That is so rad compared to what you listen to now.
Zombo, do you own a phonograph, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, what was the first album you ever bought?
Glad All Over, Dave Clark 5.
Ooh, yes. Nice pick.
Way better. You should loan that to Mason.
He'll learn a song off it.
Right?
Blow everybody away.
Let's see. Bathroom door, open or close, Zombo?
depends on what's going on.
Good answer. Mason, same question to you, my friend. Bathroom door, open or closed?
I get closed.
Closed? Yeah. A little private. Oh. Fortress of solitude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the fan work?
You never know how long
you Nick?
Fold or crumple?
Follow up.
I guess that's a rapid fire, huh?
Toilet paper?
It is a little more of a rapid fire.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Add it to the list.
Are you asking both of us?
Depends if you got hemorrhoids.
sometimes I need crumple. All right.
And you, sir, don't even give it that much thought?
Depends on if you're in a rush or not, you know what I mean? it is definitely a lot gets the job done more if you fold it up nicely.
A crumple sticks to the mirror easier.
Ew.
That's an actual point.
I used to work. Never mind. Approximately how many books do you own, Mason?
I think I own about 7.
What was the last one that you read?
Freakonomics.
Freakonomics?
Yeah.
By?
It's very interesting. I don't remember the author, but it's basically the economics and the inner workings of human decisions, whether it be, you know, politics or me trying to decide what to answer these questions right now.
Interesting.
Is it related to the podcast Freakonomics? No, seriously, sure. I listen to a podcast called Freakonomics. Are they related?
Could be.
Okay.
Zombo, approximately how many books do you own?
Oh, probably about 80.
All right. And what was the last book that you read?
Superfoods for Seniors. So I can have a good one every now and then.
Yeah.
Once a month.
That's right. When you get older, you know, you just want a comfortable pair of shoes, an air conditioner, and a good dump.
I'm going to get that book.
Well, now, I guess I'll let that segue into the next question. The back door, is it an entrance or an exit?
Oh, it's an exit for me.
Exit only.
On a good day.
We don't like people sneaking into the movies.
Oh, my God. That's so good. I'm stealing that. Mason, the back door, entrance or exit? He's giving me the confused puppy look.
Entrance.
Entrance, you say.
Dirty young man.
I'm sure you know what we're talking about here.
I hope so.
The back door? Where food comes out?
Are you doing like Jim Morrison?
Yeah. Back that back door.
Yeah. I'm your back door man. You guys know I'm a Muddy
That's
Waters
That's totally
man.
An old song. he doesn't mean that.
Muddy
it's
Waters.
An old song.
Maybe it's a revolving door.
Muddy
Mason,
Waters.
You're on a cross-country road trip. Name the celebrity take in your own personal buddy movie.
Say that again.
You're in a cross-country road trip. You're driving in a car.
Yeah.
Name the celebrity you take in your personal buddy movie.
Living or dead.
Yeah, living or dead as they are today.
I think I would take Ryan Reynolds. Oh. He's kind of a chill dude. So.
Yeah, but he has really smelly farts.
Yeah. I don't know.
Says Zombo. You. You're driving. What do you drive? A hearse?
A hearse.
Yeah. As you're driving the hearse cross country from here to Atlanta, let's say, who do you take with you?
Raquel Welch.
Nice.
Oh. Yep. I wanted him to take Bud Cort from Harold and Maude.
Helped a young you Andy Dufresne get out of prison.
Raquel, when Enterprise. She was in that caveman movie.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I kind of liked smoking. When she was in Kansas City Bomber in the roller derby.
Oh, yeah.
She was nice in that.
It was like, what, mid-late
Bingo.
70s
Give him
there?
A ding for yeah. that, please.
Yeah, great answer, Zombo. Let's see. Yes. All right. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. You are in a crashing space station. The life pod only has room for you and one other person. Who do you pick? I have stumped Zombo.
Zombo looks perplexed. Through all that makeup, I can see his perplexion.
That's not makeup.
Probably my mother.
Your skin's really white.
All right.
Wow.
Good answer. Good. That's a good boy. All right, Mason, same question to you. Crashing space station. Life Pod, you, and one other person. Lover, brother, or mother?
Lover.
You love her. Sacrifice the parent. Sacrifice the family for the future.
That's right. They're like, go procreate.
You'll get to repopulate the moon.
Right. You gotta make babies with somebody.
Yeah, you can't do it with your mother or your brother.
Yeah, you know, they can't do it. So.
That doesn't work out.
Yeah. It could, but.
Gross, really?
Yes.
Okay, next.
Next question. Tick, 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 tick. What is your secret obsession, Mason?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I like.
Designer peanut
Boys.
Butter.
Don't tell him it's a
secret. I don't know. Is YouTubing work?
What did he say?
YouTubing. It's kind of like I was saying. I'm really into masturbating.
It's like when I go,
but
that's not when I go down the river on an inner tube.
I'm really into touching myself. Zombo, what's your secret obsession?
Ooh, watching scary B movies.
Ah, not so secret.
I don't know if it's a secret.
Yeah. Let's see.
Age and circumstance that you lost your virginity.
Ooh. Start with Zombo.
Well, I'm 415 years old, so, but it was a long time ago. That's right.
Back in a crypt in France somewhere.
That's right.
How long have you been a zombie?
all my life.
And when were you born?
Oh, 415 years ago.
Wow.
That's the year 1600 for you people.
You are the oldest man I have ever met in the world.
And probably the most fermented, too.
You're pickled.
So, what's the question again?
Age and circumstance of your virginity loss.
And location, please.
Might have happened in his mortal life.
College, he's digging back in the files.
College dorm, film school, college dorm room.
Hey. Film school? Yeah. How cool is that?
Well, college. You know, that means you were a good boy. You know? Wait till college.
A good young zombie.
This is a long time ago.
What was the zombie's name?
I didn't grow up in the sticks where, you know, you could practice on all them farm animals.
Hey, I was in college, too.
Oh. And the next one, and the same question goes to Mason, who was growing up in Yerington, so.
Sheep, sheep.
Mason.
Mason.
All right, so how old and circumstance?
Yeah, like what happened? Was it on a hill, somebody's bedroom?
Driving movies.
I was 18, and let's just say it was legal.
Fair enough.
How old was he?
Was it a car?
Or he?
It was a room.
A room? Was it a hotel room or a residential room?
Bed and breakfast.
Your parents' room?
Hotel room, yeah.
Yeah? You'll go with, we'll
go with
hotel room.
We'll go with hotel room. Okay. Right. How old were you again?
The gentleman 18, is being very 18. Circumspect
So this
here.
Was just a couple years ago.
Imagine
that you
he probably even still interacts with his
person. How do you have such a soulful voice and
are
just been deflowered 2 years ago?
Person?
That's crazy.
Is that?
Is it? Are you still seeing this person?
Oh, no. That's the last time I've talked.
Well done, sir.
All right. Well you kind of answered my previous question with that. Nice. All right.
That's excellent. That sounds like a good time was had by all. Nick, I'm gonna throw it over to you, I think, here.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
See. Oh, rapid fire? Okay.
Oh, no. Do you have a regular question?
I had a regular question. Okay. Who is your celebrity crush? Who would you... You know, I don't know if you're in a relationship, but if you were, you'd risk it to be with this person at least once, possibly have a relationship with them.
We already know Zombos.
I've been really digging Emma Stone.
Nice.
Just watching anything she's in, so she's her eyes are magnificent. And
yeah. She was in Birdman.
She seems like a nice lady.
I saw her in that. She's a good daughter.
Yeah.
All right, Zombo. Was it Raquel Welch?
Yeah, why not?
You want to invite another lady to the party?
Oh, sure, Elvira.
All right.
Oh, that was such a great mental picture immediately.
Right?
Of Zombo climbing on top of Elvira.
I see them climbing on top of him.
Yeah. Have you met Elvira?
Huh?
Have you ever met Elvira?
Yes.
Elvira?
Yeah. I've done a show with her in San Francisco.
Oh, fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
How long did you do that show with her?
It was at the Moscone Center at Comic-Con.
Oh, cool.
And that was a few years ago.
Right.
And
Did you hook up?
No.
You gotta know.
I was there. I was there with Miss Transylvania, so she had me on a short leash.
Right. You could write the fanfic.
And Junior was trying to pick her up, who was the manager of Ted DiBiase in wrestling.
Oh yeah.
So it was funny. So,
the millionaire.
Yeah.
The million dollar man. Ted DiBiase.
Far out. They should make a comic book of that whole scenario.
No, I'm sorry. It was Virgil.
Virgil was the manager.
He was his helper.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right, let's start the rapid fire. Zombo, Elvis, or Beatles?
Beatles.
Mason?
Beatles.
Okay. Comic books, DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Oh, they've seen eye to eye here.
Span time.
Greatest drummer in history?
Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'm going to go with Bonza, but he was also kind of the drunkest bastard.
That's John Bonham?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. let's see. Who is your favorite Beatle?
I would say I'm a John Paul kind of guy.
You got to pick one, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Paul just because he seemed like he was a little cooler.
Yeah.
Like,
a little more old-timey.
A little more positive vibe to him. Than,
right. On the Grammys,
he didn't get himself shot.
Playing with Kanye on the Grammys. Yeah.
Nobody ever tried to shoot him.
No.
Hey, did you see what Lennon was wearing that day? He is asking for it.
Oh, God, Rory.
God, Rory.
How dare you?
Yeah. Too soon?
Yeah, definitely. It'll always be too soon. Zombo.
Paul McCartney.
Paul was your favorite. All right. Nice. Ozzy or Dio?
I'm gonna say, I mean, I love their they both got great presence, but I'm gonna go with Dio just because I like his voice a little bit better.
Rad. I got mad respect for that. Give him a couple extra points for that one.
Right.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Of course. He kind of looked like you in a couple of his videos.
I know, on a good day.
You should have sued him.
On the TV show.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
They both suck a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a hard question.
Which would you prefer with your cornflakes?
I'd say AIDS because you kind of got yourself in that situation where cancer just kind of happens to you and it sucks more.
Interesting rationale.
Yeah.
Zombo?
Cancer.
Okay.
Easier to tell your family.
Yep. Yeah. Let's go with...
Didn't come in the back door that night.
What was
remember
it?
That guy
he didn't let
who
any...
spoke Swahili?
He didn't let anybody in the movie theater.
You put the lime in the coconut.
There you go. Then I got a rash. Let's go. What's your favorite scary movie?
I would say... Scary Movie 3.
Well, you know, good answer.
This week's movie's one of the scariest movies ever made.
What is it?
You can't tell what he's saying because the book's over his mouth.
That's right. My favorite movie was King Kong. The original one. Yeah.
Fay Wray, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Freddy or Jason?
Freddy.
I like Freddy because he had neat fingernails.
Right. a lot more.
Goes down. He doesn't go to the salon to get that done. He just goes into the butcher shop.
Right.
Well, he's more the thinking man psycho murderer.
Jason was kind of a dumb shit.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
All right, then. Jason or Michael Myers? That's more of an apt comparison.
Go. Go ahead, Mason.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
All right. James Manfield or Marilyn Monroe? Go.
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Jane Mansfield.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair.
But gingers have no souls.
Mason has red hair, right?
I was born with I guess I have
strawberry blonde
hair.
Does that count, Rick?
I'm talking about moly redheaded ginger.
Ginger. Okay. Yeah.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Okay.
I'm almost there.
Couple of homophobes.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot more there. Mm-hmm.
I had all this trouble with those tribbles. Oh. I didn't know what to do.
Fucking tribbles.
That's right. Came in the back door, got a bandage. Sneezed,
and they were
sneezed
everywhere.
And shot them through the window.
You couldn't get rid of them.
That's right.
Why don't you just stick them with the transporter and ship them down to wherever? Did I spoil it?
Let's Katy Perry or Lady Gaga.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, I think the whole room agrees.
The whole world agrees.
Oh, yeah.
Get more of her on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bounce, honey.
Giraffes or orangutans?
Well, now you're just being ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it.
Rick, will you just cut the music?
Did we hit the wall on the rapid fire?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you
let's call it
that.
Well, no, but real quick, if you can only have one and live in a universe, would you rather have? No?
Oh, you want me to do that one?
Well, yeah, they had different answers.
But
so
it doesn't matter. Stick with the.
Okay. If you can live in a universe with either no Beatles, because they both answered that.
Beatles or Star Wars?
You're in a universe
in your case,
with
Star
only
Trek.
One.
Like the Bugs or the band?
No, the band. Yeah. No, like,
if there were no Beatles, though, the ecosystem would crumble.
Oh, shut up. Yes. It would not. Something else would fill its spot.
I guess you're right.
Beatles or Star Wars, right?
Here's your tinfoil hat, Rick.
Yeah. This is Rick wants to know.
Oh, my God.
He really loves Star Wars. That's cool.
It's a pretty big decision. Beatles.
Okay. Right
on. What's that? No.
No Star Trek or no Beatles?
No Star Trek. Oh, no Star Trek.
Would
or
you
no Beatles?
Yeah, Beatles or Star Trek. You can't have them
only
both.
One can exist.
Oh, I'd probably say no Star Trek.
Oh, good. You're both more into music than you are.
Hippies. Yeah. All right. What
you're
they
not
get, Rory?
Real nerds. With a fairly solid 7,212 points, Mason came up short to Zomba's shattering score of 15,006.
That's high.
Mason, beaten by the undead.
Yeah, sorry,
don't
Mason.
Take it too hard. You were the best dressed guest.
Dude,
yeah,
he's like 400 years older
than
you. Get extra points.
Get him back here in 40 years, and I bet he'll do just
experience.
As well.
Yes.
He rocks so hard because he's not a mortal man.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think I may be cutting that out later.
And on that, we need you to play another song.
Yes, rock our world.
My well dressed young friend.
Fight his music with your music. He doesn't need a microphone.
Not really.
Woo!
Mason, your voice is powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What should I do? I'm going to sing like a cutesy song now that doesn't show power. Well, I'm going to do a cover of a cover.
Nice. I do a couple of those, too.
Those are nice ones. This one's actually, it was a Kinks one originally, then the Black Keys covered it. Now I'm covering their cover. So it's called Act Nice and Gentle. Where'd you get those fancy clothes? Where'd you get those goodness knows? Just show some civility. Act nice and gentle to me. I don't need no luxury, long as you are understanding. I'm not difficult to please. Act nice and gentle to me. I am the kind of guy that likes to take you as I find you. Act nice. Hold my hand.
and shout out to me.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I gotta ask you, when's your birthday?
It is August 2nd.
Oh, man. God, so right in the middle of summer, you're just gonna have, like, crazy, like hot chicks and parties.
I want him to start coming down to the open mic at Jub Jub's on Mondays and hanging out with us there and playing some fucking music.
Yeah. Excellent.
Great time.
People might actually stop talking and listen.
After we go do this... And go, we go over there and do the open mic there. But and then we could just like go, and you could like show me a couple things in the parking lot. And then, right. Yeah, and I, yeah,
huh.
That's the night, isn't it?
Yes, it's tonight. Right after we get done with this, we're gonna go to an open mic night. Yeah.
Well,
we can.
Yeah, you could.
You could sit outside. He could sit outside and play.
Yeah. I'll give him a fake ID.
It's wet.
They're all. You're Nick Ramirez, huh? You don't look very Mexican, son.
Never heard of that name.
Yeah, neither does he.
But if we get you for Mary Anarchy or something,
then
you know you're on the entertainer thing where you get to come and hang out and play and don't drink any liquor and you're good. You know, maybe we do
stay
that.
Stay clean, work hard.
I'm trying to lure you into our show.
He would like to book you at Mary Anarchy. Yeah. Coming up this May.
May 15th and 16th.
16th.
Yeah. Put out the call today, so.
If you're a band, get a hold of Nick.
Yeah. You got to tell me every year because, like, people are all year, I'll play it. But now you tell me so I can write it down and get
that's
it going.
For real.
I don't remember everybody, just like
on Jeopardy, it doesn't count if you buzz in before he's done reading the question.
That's right. That's right. Good analogy, Rory. What's next on the show?
What are you doing?
It's the like, what you doing time?
Wrap up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Zomba, what do you have any public appearances coming up?
Yeah,
or,
you go everywhere.
Well,
are you been playing it low with the backstage kind of crisis?
No, we have the MS Walk coming up in Idlewild Park. Mm-hmm. I think that's in April.
Right.
And I go do that. I do a lot of charity events. And,
yeah, I've got a picture of you with my daughter at the last year's MS Walk.
What was I doing?
You were waving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm glad it was that picture.
I think I got a picture of you with my daughter at the Rib Cook Off or something or somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
You're also in a Liver Scar video called Scene Missing. It's one that I made, but it's a Liver Scar video, and you're in it with Felix for two frames.
Oh, okay.
It happens like 2 seconds of Zombo, but that's like the end of the video, too. It's like Felix with Zombo.
Nice.
You didn't know how we got there. It was a wrestling thing we were at.
No. The other thing I got involved with a couple of years ago was the roller derby.
Nice. Yes.
So Battleborn? I helped them out. I skate with them at practice a lot of times, and that's my exercise. And I get to be the jam timer at the bouts.
Awesome. That's a fun thing to be involved in.
Yeah, it's fun. And then it's really funny because that opened up a tremendous opportunity last year. I'm a photographer and a promotion guy, and they want me to be a promoter with the San Francisco Bay Area Bombers roller derby team.
Nice.
That we all remember watching on television growing up. And it's funny because all the guys are like 52, 60 years old and stuff. So, they're trying to make a comeback, and I just fell into that. And they said, well, you show up when you say you do. So, that's
half the win right there.
It puts you ahead of all those stoned Zombos.
That's right. That's right. But, it's a lot of fun because I was a hockey player growing up, and I miss skating. And then when the roller derby thing came up, I thought, what the hell? So I put on the skates, and it wasn't that difficult to transcend from ice skates to roller skates.
Yeah.
No, it's great exercise.
Doing, I remember quads or growing up in the blades? Midwest. I remember roller derby just being huge there right at the end of the 70s when I was real little and impressionable. And I got excited and I'd watch it all the
time. Big Charlie O'Connell.
And then it went away.
Yeah.
And I've been so happy the last, like, you know, I guess 10 years now that there's been this great resurgence across the country. I have friends I went to college with that I haven't seen in 20 years who are doing it in different cities across the country. And it's great.
The
difference
is it's a flat track with the girls and a lot. There are a couple of bank track leagues, but I still love the bank track because, you know, all the crazies go there and it's 40 miles an hour.
It's a little more action, man.
Yeah, you know, But no, it's a great sport, and I hope it does. You know, it is successful in making a comeback.
Definitely.
Yeah, I hope it sticks around. We love roller derby. We've been talking about it.
Support your battleborn derby, Damon.
Yeah, that's right.
Love those girls.
We had a couple roller derby shows, I think. Well, at least had Irma on talking.
Yeah,
about
when Irma was more involved before her injury and all that. So, but we've been longtime supporters since the beginning.
That's good.
Big fans.
Yeah, next bout's coming up. I think it's going to be down at Roller Kingdom.
Okay.
I think in June.
Get your tickets for the new season, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah, you can go to battlebornderbydemons.com and find out all about it.
Greatest show on earth.
I do the website, so, you know.
Oh, cheers. Okay.
Chicks in underwear hitting each other.
Yeah.
I like watching girls get competitive with each other and do stuff like that anyways.
It's sexy.
Wearing black bras under
good role
models
for young girls.
Yeah.
Strong women, man.
Definitely.
That's sexy.
Those are exactly the women I want my little girl being around.
Yeah. Without the alcohol and the tattoos and the cigarettes and everything. But,
But at the bout, not maybe at the bar afterwards.
Cross your legs, honey.
That's where I want to hang out
with
those girls.
Yeah, not the afterpot. Exactly.
And Mason, you've got a show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Studio on 4th, and then maybe some things lined up in the future. That's with your band. Help me out. Busking by Moonlight.
Yeah.
Good job. You got a website or anything, or you got a web presence?
Facebook page? We have a Facebook page.
With that name, you guys have to have like old timey hats and fingers with the gloves cut out. Gloves with the fingers cut out, right?
I mean, like I've worn a hat, but never did the glove thing yet. Yeah, so.
Try still time.
You need to look like Dexy's Midnight Runner, circa 1983. That's what I want. Like.
Is this tux a rental, or is this yours?
Yeah, I actually got this. I got this for the UNR Chamber Singers, which I'm also in.
Oh.
So,
very good.
Yeah, and we're all required to, like, you know, guys are required to get tuxes, and girls are required to get, you know, fancy dresses.
So do they all have the same color tux, or do some guys show up, like, in a pink one? Or
powder
what?
Blue with ruffles.
Yeah. No, they all look the same, so.
That's sad.
They just all, like, you know, fit differently, of course. But.
Yeah. But you can't get the powder blue one with the ruffles.
Unfortunately not.
This one we were kids.
That'd be good for the band, though.
Is you and our...
The butterfly bow tie.
You say a little bell bottoms
velvet,
there.
Velvet butterfly bow tie.
Is the you and our choral playing anytime soon?
We don't have anything coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, that's cool,
I have to look at my syllabus on the dates.
How far away are you from graduating there?
Oh, man, it's probably a couple years, maybe. Like, I'm on my, like, sort of my third year. I'm a musician.
Third,
third
out of six. Third year out of 6 years. But, yeah, no, stay the course. Stick with it.
A drink, by the way.
Damn it. It's a pain in the ass to go back when you're 30, I know. Successfully, I know. Nick, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, man, this weekend. I'm rehearsing for Tooth of Crime with you.
Yes, yes, we are.
No gigs this weekend. We're saving it up for the podcast, Liver Scars. Of course, Candy Shop is kind of on a undetermined hiatus till we can get back together with Shy. So I'm going to be hanging out with Mikey, my love, and helping her heal and keep her arm down because she's in a cast right now.
Sure.
Shames are on hiatus.
Chewy, over to you.
Nothing big going on this weekend. Next weekend, there's the big skate jam over at Jug Saturday. That should be a hell of a good time. So I recommend to anybody looking for something to do next Saturday, pretty much all day is skate ramps and badass punk rock bands.
So much fun.
Girl Scout cookies will also be being sold at the skate jam. Yeah. Girl Scout cookies will be being sold by myself and the Notorious R.A.D.
Yes. Cool. You can't find those anywhere else either, people. So make sure you get down there and get them from Rory and
Yeah, Riku's cookies are the best.
Yeah, they're better than any of the people out in front of any of the grocery stores in the city.
Yeah, she deserves it.
And
more.
She's going to be there with helmet and pads and ready to hang out and have a good day at the skate
Hell
gym,
yeah.
too.
Oh, she's going to skate? Cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good time.
And ask about the special cookies, if you know what I'm saying, girl. So,
what about you?
Is it my turn? Oh, yeah. So, Saturday, the 14th at the Morris Burner Hotel. Morris Burner Hotel, Vintage Rose, a tribute to the women of rock. It's going to be a live show with five bands fronted by women, and a live band is going to do all
that
the
sounds
songs.
Like a good place to take a date for Valentine's
sound,
Day.
Are you just going
to
go hang out?
I never fucking record out. I hate recording out, but these are good friends of mine, and I'm breaking that rule to go record it. So it sounds a fucking hell of a lot better if there's a huge audience. So I would love to have a bunch of people there doing that. And the opening band, I believe, is Stabby Unicorn.
Nice. Ooh.
So that should be a kick-ass show.
Do we know any of the other bands? Or
yeah, you do. I don't
is
think
there
you
a Betty
go.
Rocker?
Nick.
Do you have a list? Or
no. It's one band doing a whole bunch of different stuff. And on Valentine's Day, it's a great way to get laid. If you go and focus on women's stuff, then your chick's more likely to put out.
Listen
later.
And don't talk about you so much.
Skate Jam's not until next weekend, Jagoff.
That's what I said.
21st.
I said nothing this weekend, but next weekend, the 21st. Next Saturday, the 21st. That's what
it's
I said.
Okay. It's Rory. I thought that's what Chewy said, too.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I
can't believe we're going up against the Skate Jam. So, yeah.
Go back and check the tape.
So bring your girl to the Morris Burner Hotel.
Oh, so Valentine's this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be loving on
my kid. My girlfriend will be working all weekend. I'm going to be selling Girl Scout cookies with my daughter.
I'll be buying some of those from you. I'm going to send some money to Zombo so I can get a sticker. Yep.
Keep track of that.
As soon as we get those crowdsourcing details, like, be sure to check out the website, both at Zombo.com and on Facebook. Like him as a friend. Make him feel wanted.
Like him as more than a friend.
Yeah. Zombo is...
like him and poke him.
He's a treasure. And we're so happy that
a
you
Nevada
came back.
A Nevada treasure.
Amen.
Soon to be worldwide.
You make me proud to be from Reno.
You got to get a life.
Says the dead man. Good job. Good job, Rick. Thank you once again for... Oh, wait.
I do have one more question. Are you watching The Walking Dead, Zombo?
No. He's living it. All right. He doesn't need to watch it.
We're watching The Walking Dead down at the Foxy on Sundays again. So
go check it out. Have a drink. Have some drink specials and check it out. Foxy Olive, great place to be. Yeah. Oh, the show was great last Friday, by the way.
Was it First Fridays? Paul? Yeah, I'm
Paul
so sorry I missed it.
Paul
sorry,
Allen.
Paul.
Wonderful
I know he
man.
Listens to our show.
Anyway, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the whole crew here at the Worst Little Podcast, and our guest Mason Fry and Zombu, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short, ladies and gentlemen, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Look at you two caught right in the very act. Isn't that a pretty sight?
Dogwater Studio.
Sex is not one of our interests.
You like it.